June 29, 1932 prodigies and secrets that the living in the divine will encloses. Moving scenes. Generations of the divine acts in the creature. Divine custody and jealousy. I am in the arms of the divine fiat. Its dominion extends in everything over my littleness, but its empire is not slavery, no, but union, transformation, in such a way that the creature feels that she dominates together with it. And by letting herself be dominated, she acquires the virtue of dominating the very supreme will. But while my mind was swimming in the sea of the divine fiat, in such a way that I felt as though drowned by its waves, my celestial Jesus, visiting my poor soul, told me, "My blessed daughter, the living in my volition encloses so many prodigies and secrets as to make heaven and earth astounded. You must know that as the littleness of the creature enters into it, it gets lost in its immensity, and the divine will receives it in its arms to make of it a conquest, and the human will makes itself the conqueror of the divine. Now, in these conquests on both sides, the divine will celebrates the conquest of the human, making of it the use it wants, and the human will celebrates the great conquest it made of the divine. And wanting to make of it the use it wants, it sends it off to heaven as its conquest and bearer of new joys and happinesses, which it possesses. My will, conquered by the soul, does not hold itself back. Belocating itself, it stays and sets out for her celestial fatherland only to comply with she who has conquered it, and it carries the new conquest it made of the human volition, and the joys and happinesses that the conquering divine will encloses. My delighting and beatifying will that is in heaven, and my conquering will that is on earth, plunge together and flood the celestial regions with the new joys that my conquering divine will possesses. In fact, you must know that the joys of my conquering will are quite distinct and different from those of my delighting will. The conquering joys are not in the power of the blessed, but in the power of the creature, who must send them from the earth, and they are formed in the middle of the stake of pain and of love, and over the annihilation of her own volition. On the other hand, the delighting joys are in their power, and are fruits and effects of the celestial dwelling in which they find themselves. There is great difference between the joys of my conquering will and those of my delighting will. I can say that my conquering joys do not exist in heaven, but only on earth, and oh, how beautiful it is to see the creature who, for as many times as she does her acts in my volition, so many times makes herself the conqueror of it, and makes it set out for heaven, for purgatory, into the midst of terrestrial creatures wherever she wants. More so since, my will being everywhere and in every place, it has to do nothing other than belocate itself to give the fruit, the joys of the new conquest that the creature has made of it. My daughter, there is no scene more moving, more delightful, more useful, than to see the littleness of the creature come into our divine will, do her little acts and make her sweet conquest of an immense, holy, powerful, eternal will that encloses everything, can do anything and possesses everything. The littleness of the creature, in seeing herself the conqueror of a divine fiat so interminable, remains stupefied, does not know where to put it, would want to enclose it all within herself, but she lacks the space. Therefore she takes as much as she can, even to filling herself completely, but she sees that immense seas still remain. And acting as a bank, she would want everyone to take so great a good. Here, then, she sends it off to heaven as a sacred rite of the celestial fatherland, and to whomever wants it. And with eagerness she sets about doing more acts in it, to reacquire it as many times for as many acts as she keeps on doing. It is the true divine commerce that God and the creature form between heaven and earth. Then, my mind continues to wander within that fiat that wants to always give itself to the creature, and while it gives, it never stops giving. And my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, the human will is the fount and substance of the life of the creature. From it she draws the life of her works, the thoughts of her mind, the variety and multiplicity of her words. If the human life did not have a free will, it would be a life without found and without substance. So, it would lose all the beauty, the strikingness, the admirable braiding that the human life can weave. The same for the divine will, wherever it reigns it makes itself found, substance and life of the acts done in it. So, as the creature thinks, speaks, operates, walks, this found diffuses in her acts and places in them the divine substance. And, oh, the variety of these acts distinct among themselves in sanctity, in beauty, in light, in love when this found diffuses in her acts, it does always new acts and forms the harmony of the divine operating in the creature. Now, you must know that all our care is for these acts because in them is formed the generation of our divine acts in the depth of the creature. And, oh, our contentment, for we can continue the generation of our acts, and in this generation we feel ourselves the God operating, not the God hindered, unable to carry out the generation of our acts because our will is not there in the creature. So, to our care adds our custody and jealousy of these acts. Your Jesus remains inside and around the creature in order to keep it, for, in custody. My jealousy has a gaze fixed on them to watch them, to delight myself and take all the pleasure that the generation of its acts operating in her possesses. After all, our will possesses an infinite value, and not keeping even just one act of it in custody would be like going against our very selves. Even more, you must know that since it is found and substance of our Supreme Being, our power, sanctity, goodness and all our attributes form a crown around our will and all its acts, to be dependent upon it and give it the homage and custody of all its acts, whether it does them in us or in the creature. Therefore, be attentive, and let yourself be dominated by my will if you don't ever want to lose your Jesus, whom you so much long for, love and want. Fiat.